Effective Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. We have Kirk Waters and Stacey Oren in studio with us right now from Avalon HR. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all doing?
Doing great.
Doing.
Good.
It's a Chamber of Commerce Day in Pensacola.
Absolutely. Kirk is also a ambassador for the Pensacola Chamber. So I'm sure that gets you out in the community.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit about Avalon HR and what you're up to.
Well, let's see. We are a full-service payroll and HR company located here in Pensacola, but we are licensed and registered in, I think we're up to 17, 18 states now, if not closer to 20. It's growing daily. Mm. So we can handle you wherever you are physically located. I'm sitting here right now watching this storm come in. And, we do have several clients that are going to be impacted by this. And we have, been in touch with them all week, making sure that their payrolls are all set to go, that their people continue to get paid no matter what happens, because that's a very vital piece of, any disaster, is making sure that your employees are paid on time, that they're taken care of, they have the resources that they need if they should need to evacuate or leave. And we work very, very closely with all of our clients anytime something like this comes up to ensure that we know their plan, that we can support that plan, and just partner with them to make sure that they have what they need. And just one less thing to worry about, when you've got a million other things, in this case, maybe your life on the line, you need to focus on getting yourself safe. And the last thing you should be concerned about is, hey, if we have to bolt out of here or our business is temporarily delayed, what's going to happen with our employees?
Mm-hmm.
They will still be taken care of. And I've said before, worst case scenario, if we cannot reach you, we will go ahead and pay your employees a duplicate of their last payroll, and then we'll adjust when we can get in touch with you if it comes down to that. We're never going to leave anybody stranded. We're never just going to say, oh, well, Kirk never called me back, so we're just not paying these people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen. We right. will do everything in our power to ensure your employees, at least have their paychecks coming in, and one very small thing that we can take off their plate.
That's fantastic. Kirk, tell me a little bit about your role.
Yeah, so I'm in business development. Came over to Avalon HR in April and just absolutely love it. We've got such a great team. Everybody's right here in Pensacola, and that's the big difference. I had a lot of people when I first joined Avalon, folks I know in the community, what a great decision you made, because I used to be with a large national publicly traded company. So I started wondering, well, why is that such a great decision? I was asking people, asking some clients, asking some friends, and they gave me a few reasons. Number one was we can call Avalon and get someone on the phone the very first time. We don't get put into a voicemail or, you're passed from one person to the next. We can get people on the phone when we need them. If they're local in Pensacola, they're always welcome to walk into our office down at 100 South Pace Boulevard. Come on in. If you have an employee that maybe is not as computer savvy to do some electronic onboarding, they can come in and we've got a team of folks that'll help them right there, get them enrolled and get them enrolled in the right way. And the third thing is, in talking with our CEO, Brian Ryder, when I was interviewing and when I first came on board, a number of times Brian has said, the number one thing that we sell, we do payroll, we do HR, we do a lot of things, but we sell customer service, and we will never be beat when it comes to customer service. So Avalon takes that seriously. So it's really a pleasure to go out in the community, because when you're out in this community in Pensacola, you're putting your name behind that. And it's something you've got to be proud to represent, and that's what makes the difference. I couldn't be prouder to represent the company I'm representing.
Kirk Waters and Stacey Oren from Avalon HR, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for them. So in the past, we've talked a little bit about financial fitness for employees. Talk to me a little bit about that and the importance of it.
We do. We partner, Brian Ryder, as Kirk mentioned, our CEO, is he does his due diligence when it comes to people that we partner with or that we, want to deal with or have our employees. And one of the companies we selected is called FinFit, and they provide non-predatory short-term payroll solutions sometimes. Like if you don't get paid until next Friday, but you could really use like $300 today, you can do that through FinFit for a flat $5 fee.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get into one of these check cashing scenarios, you know, where it's just going to be a disaster you're never going to get out of. And they also offer financial literacy. They will help you budget, finance, learn how, you know, credit cards work. A lot of people don't really know, you know, it's like, hey, free money. I've got, you know, $5,000 on this card. I've got $5,000. Well, you know, that $5,000, if you're making minimum payments, could very easily turn into $8,000 to $10,000 mm-hmm. before you get it paid off. So it provides, you know, lots of learning opportunities for employees, good short-term solutions, you know, without paying 1,000% interest somewhere, and gives them the opportunity to really learn if they want to. So we take that very seriously. We partner with some fun things like member deals, which gives our employees, no matter where they're at in the United States, you get some really good movie deals, car rentals, hotels, Broadway shows, theme parks that they have access to at no charge, and just things that, you know, we found to be beneficial no matter where our employees are in the United States, something that everybody can use equally, mm-hmm. and something that brings a little value, you know, to the employment experience.
So you'll actually work with them and show them like a template budget and how to put that together?
FinFit will.
Yeah. We'll say one more thing about FinFit, because I'm out talking to prospects and clients, you know, all week long. One of the questions that I'll ask them, because I'm a former small business owner too. I owned a crating and shipping company here in Pensacola for 6 years. If you own a business, employees are going to come and ask you for money. You know, they're going to say, hey, can I give $1,000? Can I get $500? Whatever. And what happens is John Doe borrows $500 because he needs a new truck for his tire, and they're expensive. But what happens if he leaves? You know, how do you get that money back if he's no longer your employee? You know, can you take it out of his last check? What happens with that? There's legal ramifications around that type of thing. But what happens with FinFit is they apply for this through an app that's on the, you know, when they join Avalon HR, they have an app on their phone where they can do things like look at pay stubs and all different types of things, even clock in and out if that's the way the employer wants to do it. But they also have the app for FinFit, and they can go online right there. They can apply for that loan. If approved, they will automatically be deposited into their bank account, direct deposit, and the business owner is not involved. So if that employee leaves the company, there is no recourse back on the business owner at all. And when you tell a business owner that, their eyes light up, because there are so many companies that will have, you know, depending on the size of the company and the nature of the business, they could have half a dozen or more employees that are currently have loans from the employer to them. So when we can get them out of it and still provide those added services, like Stacy was saying, the financial fitness, the information, the knowledge, it's a big thing for the business owner.
Perfect.
And just because this always, I get these calls often too from employers saying, hey, I loaned John $500 and I've not seen him since. Can we take it out of his last check? And unfortunately, the answer to that is no, you can't. Unless you have a written agreement in advance signed by the employee. And that never happens. I've never had one person call and ask me that question that did have the employee sign something saying, hey, my employer is loaning me this money. If I, you know, fail to pay it back, it may be deducted from my paycheck. Because Fair Labor Standards looks at those kind of things as a civil matter. It's not an employment matter at that point. It's a civil issue. And if you want your money back, they fully expect you to take them to court for it, not deduct it from their pay. So like Kirk said, removing that, you know, the employer from that is huge. We can just take you out of the mix. And it's very confidential. Nobody sees it. We don't see it. Your employer doesn't see it. It literally loads in the backside of Prism, which is our payroll processing system. And it's just all handled very, you know, behind the scenes, very confidentially. Nobody has to know about it. And you know, you can get your money. You just pay it right back the same way you got it. And it's a good thing.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the other benefits offered by Avalon HR.
We offer a full range of benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, your what they call worksite products, which are things like your accident insurance, hospitalization, critical illness, cancer, things like that. We also partner with an award-winning 401k company. We have a master PEO policy, but you join as an individual company under. And what that prevents you, if you just called as, you know, small business owner to the company we use and said, hey, I want a 401k, they'd be like, okay, there's going to be a $500 a year admin fee. You've got to figure out how to get us all the payroll information, and then you've got to figure out how to get us the money, and you have to do your own end-of-the-year testing. Well, when you join Avalon, you can come into that 401k at absolutely no charge to the business at all. We handle the annual testing, and all the payroll information goes by file fee directly to the company. So the business owner, one less thing you even have to think about is you've got a 401k, and it, for the business owner, runs completely behind the scenes. And that's a big thing in employee retention, is giving them some buy-in. And if you can do a 401k with a match, and matching 401k dollars are a tax benefit to the employer, then you've got, you know, some additional buy-in that employees are looking for. So, and you can come, like I said, you can come into our plan at no charge. It's all established for you, and it can really save you a lot of money in the long run.
More and more states are requiring some sort of savings plan that the employer offer it. Florida is not one of those states right now, but, as you can imagine, it started in more of the coastals, the New York, California, Illinois now has several other. There's like 16 or 18 states that require that you offer a retirement plan to your employees. So with Avalon HR, you know, as Stacy said, we're in a lot of different states. You can get out in front of that, offer that benefit, and really make a difference for your employees.
And something on that note that we've talked about before, we're coming up on the first of the year. They're going to have 401k plans will all, not just ours, everybody's, will be converted into an automatic enrollment, a feature where if you do not go in and actively make an election, you'll be defaulted into a 3% enrollment. Now, they know that this is going to, they've been sending out information, we've been sending out information. There is going to be a window of time to correct these for people, you know, who all of a sudden, if you're a salaried employee and all of a sudden 3% of your paycheck's gone, you're going to notice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be calling going, hey, where did my money go? Well, you know, your 401k plan provides automatic enrollment. So here you are. So this is something I encourage everybody to do their research on. There are certain exemptions to that, based on when the plan was formed and things like that. But, you know, if you're in a 401k and you're not contributing, and, you know, this is the time to ask those questions of your employer. Hey, am I going to be affected by this? Do I need to do something? And, you know, you can go ahead and start making those plans now. And it's not a bad thing, but it's just really, I think they want to up and encourage participation in private retirement plans and things like that. So this is something that passed a couple years ago. It will go into effect, like I said, the first of the year, where if you do not make that active election, there will be one made for you.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if your employer is contributing, you know, they're doing a match of some kind.
Yeah.
You're leaving money on the table if you're not a part of that plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you're contributing 5% and your employer's putting on another 3 or 4% or whatever it is, why wouldn't you take that money if it's offered to you?
Sure. So. Okay. You talked a little bit earlier about payroll services. Obviously, that's something that you offer in addition to time clock services. Talk to me about that.
We have several options for time clocks. We have a physical, actual on-site time clock that can be utilized, but with more and more people, you know, working remote in different locations, there's several ways that you can clock in. We can do an app for your employees that allows them to clock in with a geofence feature, which means it won't prevent them from clocking in outside the radius of your business, but it shows up in bright red and says, oh, hey, Stacy clocked in this morning, and she was at the Chick-fil-A 9 miles from the office and not at the office.
Mm.
And it will let you know when those things happen so you can address that. They can clock in via the app. They can sign into their portal and clock in there, whatever is most logical and makes the most sense for your business. We also can do job costing. We do several certified payrolls for government clients, and the time clock will allow you to job cost within that time clock. Kirk works an hour on one project. He can code out that project as he clocks in. And then when he goes to the next project, he just changes the project number that he's working on. So it'll divide out your hours by project for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're working, won't give any names, but it's a large nonprofit that we're in discussion with right now. And that's a big thing for them because they work with several different entities. So they want to be able to say, if I'm working for this project, I want to put these hours here. And so it's a big thing for clients to be able to properly allocate the time and in many cases charge that time to the correct entity.
Mm-hmm. I know you also give employees access to a portal where they can check their pay stubs and do their W-2 stuff at the end of the year.
Yep, they have 24/7, 365 access to their portal. You can go in, like if you're applying for a loan at 2 a.m. and need pay stubs, you can go in and get them. You can change your tax withholdings at any time during that portal. You can change and update your address, which as we're coming closer to the end of the year, you're going to hear me harping on that more. We do this stuff. There's a few times we mail them. Most of them are digital. But if we have to mail them, make sure we know where you're at. Keep the information in your portal current. That's our best way to communicate with you. You know, that's where it stores your phone number, email, and your address. And those are vital for the information we send out through the year. Mm-hmm. If we don't have the correct information, you're probably not going to receive it. And the only person that knows that you have moved or changed your email or phone number is you. And we, you know, have to rely on you to give us that information. So this is the time of year that I start really encouraging people to, you know, make sure your employer has that updated information.
Kirk Waters, Stacey Oren from Avalon HR, our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for him. Talk to me a little bit about the interview process. I know that you will help employers vet employees.
We do. We don't ever tell our clients who they can hire, who not hire, but, you know, every once in a while I get asked to pre-screen some candidates. Mm. And, you know, we will take resumes on their behalf. We do, you know, folks, the time we're in, I'm going to be completely honest and transparent. We do vet your social media a lot of times to determine if you're a good fit for this company because, you know, you're certainly, everybody's entitled to their own views and opinions, but sometimes those don't align with the company that you're going to work for. You know, I think everybody is, I'll just use Chick-fil-A for an example. Everybody knows Chick-fil-A's basis and what they're founded on. And if that's not you in any way, form, or not a part of your culture, then you're just not going to be a good fit for Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that simple. So, you know, but when it comes down to the actual talking to the employees, interviewing for the positions, we do leave that up to the client. But we will do, you know, a little preemptive work for you just to make sure that we're funneling candidates to you that are qualified, that do have the experience that you're looking for, and that we feel are in good alignment with your business, you know, theory, model. Right. You know, somebody that'll
fit
in. Culture. Thank you. That was the word not coming to my head. Your business culture.
For employees that are out there, do you have any tips for them in terms of resume?
Keep it short. Nobody wants to read a 6-page resume at all. Do not fragrance it in any way with perfumes or scented paper. I've had that happen. Funky colors aren't the worst thing ever. I don't hate those. Never put personal information such as your social. Your social should never be on a resume. I don't care about your height and weight. That used to be a common thing on resumes. Mm. Don't do that. Those things give also clues to your age, which, you know, I hope people aren't doing age discrimination, but those are some right off the bat clues that may prevent you. You may be the absolute best person for that position, but because you've kind of dated yourself on that resume, you may never make it in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Short, sweet, highlight your accomplishments rather than skills. Unless there's a skill set in particular I'm looking for, and then I do need to know if you have that skill set. But what have you done? What are you proud of that you've done in your work career? What value have you added? And then once you're hired, the biggest struggle and the biggest thing I don't think a lot of people understand, you're expected to be on time. We're paying you for a job. That means there's certain expectations that come with that. And just doing that, it's a two-way street. In return for pay, we need this. And it's to be there when expected, to do the work that you're supposed to do. And, you know, if I get calls all the time from employees saying, hey, I got fired because I have purple hair. No, you got fired because you've been late 23 of the last 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, harassment and discrimination are still based on the EEOC, the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, mm-hmm. their guidelines of, you know, race, religion,
right.
Things like that. It's not based on hair color and things of that nature. So to prove true harassment, you have to be in a protected class. Right. It has to be targeted. Harassment is not saying, hey, you need to do your job, or hey, you need to be here on time. That's not harassment. Mm-hmm. That's just job expectations.
It's respect, too.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Dress code for interviews?
Oh, goodness. Everything needs to be covered. And it needs to be, I'll never forget one time, this true story. I was the HR person for Bush Hog, the farm implement people, and we were looking for a welder. And when I was scheduling these interviews, I told them, you will be taking a weld test when you come for your interview. Please dress appropriately. And if you have, you know, your own weld helmet or anything that you prefer, bring that with you. I had a gentleman show up in shorts, flip-flops, a tank top, and a cowboy hat. And I was like, you did understand that you're going to be taking a weld test today, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you're not. Now you're going home. Because I can't allow you to take a weld test when I know good and well you're going to set yourself on fire. You're going to burn something. So dress,
common sense.
Yeah, I mean, just dress appropriate. You know, don't use the word common sense.
Oh,
Chip, don't do that. I fuss at him for that all the time. Common sense varies from person to person. What may be common knowledge for one is not for another. I'm really big on laying out expectations. You can't hold someone to a set of standards that they don't know exist.
Okay.
So that's... Not to scold, that's just an HR thing. That's a big HR thing right now. And then, you know, just come, you're dressed apart, everything covered, you know, appropriately. We don't need to see any body parts. You know, just clean clothes with no holes. It doesn't have to be a design or anything. You know, this is Florida. I don't ever expect anyone to show up in a full suit, jacket, tie, the whole night. No, because I can look at you and know you're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just clean, appropriate clothing. That's it.
Not every job is on every website. So you can apply through LinkedIn. You can apply through Indeed, ZipRecruiter. Right. Lots of different options out there for potential employees. Are you seeing one platform be more successful than others?
We are more of Indeed than anything else, really.
Yeah.
They seem to have kind of taken the market. But, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm old-fashioned. I don't think there's anything wrong with if you see a company you'd like to work for, walk in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give them a resume. Hey, this is, you know, you're a company I think I'd love to work for. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So many times people do all their applying online and then say, well, I haven't heard back from anybody. You know, are they even looking at my resume? Well, you know what? They're not. Because with AI, they're looking through, you know, it's looking at it and screening resumes. And if you don't make it through the screening, you'll never get to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch out.
Right. And I don't have a problem with that. Just don't be surprised if there's no one available to talk to you that minute. You know, just come in with the mindset, hey, I think this is a company I would love to work for. I'm very interested. May I just leave my resume?
Right.
And that is fantastic. Yeah.
And now's the time. I know we're coming up on time, but now's the time to take a look at these types of things, because most people, if they're looking to make a change in their payroll, benefits, things like that, they're looking to do it. Best case scenario, January 1st. It's cleaner with their own personal taxes, their company taxes. Their employees, you know, are not receiving multiple W-2s throughout the year. So now's the time to reach out to Avalon HR. Let us talk to you about these things. If you're looking at maybe benchmarking against a current provider, or maybe it's something you're looking at for the first time with a professional employer organization.
What's the phone number to reach you?
850-475-1555.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.